As Brian mentioned, I was only a member for a short time, less than 2 years, in fact, when the incoming president, Roger Landry, took me aside and asked if I would consider filling that first vice president vacancy. Not fully understanding these formalities,
it works.
I accepted at the installation dinner that year. And so Roger had to do a little scrambling to adjust the script and add me into it. But all went off, I guess, without a hitch. And eventually the board did finally approve me as the vice president. And as I do with many things in my life, I kind of jump into things with both feet, not fully knowing what I'm getting myself into, and just hope for the best. In this case, it worked out all right, I guess. But I want to thank the board of directors that showed a lot of patience with me and helped me along during my on-the-job training as this president. You know, most notably, I'm going to mention a few here. Kathy Calvin, of course, is the heartbeat of this club. Without Kathy, I'm certain this club would not function properly. We'd be lost without her. So thank you for all that you do behind the scenes. All of our volunteer opportunities. Steve Laughlin, thank you for your tireless efforts with our news bulletin and keeping the rest of the world informed about what we're doing. Nobody does it better. Treasurer Joe, who's not here, so I'm going to pick on him a little bit. Although I still don't fully understand his reports, and they were rarely accurate. Nevertheless, our bills got paid, so we're going to thank Joe for that. John Walker, who was a great asset to this club over the past year. John never missed an opportunity to volunteer and dutifully took those minutes to help Steve Walker out with the bulletin.
Thank you, John.
Kevin, Betty, and our incoming president, Jack, all put in great efforts throughout the year, so thank you guys all for that. You know, thanks to this strong core of leaders, we made it through the year with some success, actually. We've sent a message to our partners in the LHS Key Club, reaffirming our bond and showing them that they have our support, not only financially, but also institutionally. So you know that when you feel you're being treated unfairly, we're going to step up and we got your back for it. And most importantly, we expanded our fundraising activities this year, and I think we did a great job with that. It boosted morale among members. I had that comment from a couple of different members, a couple of the older members, telling me how much the good things that they were seeing coming along, and that was very reassuring for me. In a year where resignations and leaves of absences could, they had the potential to take the wind out of our sails, the strong core of active and engaged members, we made it through with a lot of positives. That home run derby that Jack and his son started, that has been expanding every year. It's going to continue to do so. I'm confident about that. The most profitable event we had, Rogers Ride, which just happened back in August. That was a great success, and I think we owe a lot of that largely to Roger Ballantyne and the legacy he left behind. And of course, also to lose Mike Betty, who, without her excellent leadership, organization, and planning and execution of that event, it would not have been as successful as it was. So, nice job, Betty.
Thank you. I think that it was a team. Really.
It was a big team effort. It has the potential to be our signature event, I think, going forward. So, having said all that, I'm anxious for next year to begin under the leadership of President Jack, so we can do this all over again, and then some. Thank you.